Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sports Kingdom. I'm your host, Jordan Brown, the King. This is the final show before we go on to 12 to 3 or 12 to 2, 12 to 1, Houston Standard Time starting tomorrow, Friday, here on Blog Talk Radio. Hope you guys come on and tune in as we'll have lots of coverage as always and breaking news here on the air from time to time as today I'm going to touch on the NBA Finals from last night, what a good victory it was for the Denver Nuggets and company as they now lead 2-1 over the Miami Heat. We'll get to that, the Chris Paul rumors, as well as some other stories leaking out as of today and possibly last night, so if you want to call in the number to this show, as I hope I can remember this more, the Blog Talk Radio studio number, 563-999-3522. Again, it's 563-999-3522. I'm your host, Jordan Brown the King. You can find me on Twitter at JBrownSK. And with more information on the show, you can follow Sports Kim on Twitter at Sports Kim TV. You can also find us on SportsKimTV.com. Man, what a deal of trouble I had last night with SportsKimTV.com. I had some technical difficulties as of right now, revamping the site, and so use contributors right now if you're experienced in web design or want to hop on the air, just talk regular sports. Come on the air, do what interests you and either contribute or continue to tune into Sports Kingdom on a daily basis, weekdays, starting following this further, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. We'll hopefully have a good show. The Stanley Cup Final is set to resume for the coming days. And you can go back, listen to our previous episode from yesterday. I talked in depth about some of what is happening now between PGA, LIV, and now DP. And don't know what the name's going to be. I guess if there's going to be a name, hopefully it's the PGA Tour. I think the merged name shouldn't be altered necessarily. I think PGA is still a reasonable name, so French Open, of course, still going on, and I believe the Belmont is set to take place very soon. An unfortunate series of events for maybe notable trainers such as John Hancock and Bob Baffert. Bob Baffert with multiple triple crowns and has been overruled. He may very well have to wait till a year or so to return to horse racing. And then you also have John Hancock, who is yet another multi-time Triple Crown winner. He's won multiple championships, just like Bob Baffert. He's at least won one Triple Crown, and maybe someone can help me out of the chat if it's one or more. But the bigger picture is John Hancock, yet another well-known trainer can unlock some of his potential as a trainer, horse trainer this year as a some years can be different than others, although just shared the link to Twitter. You can follow along. Hashtag live. Essentially just put hashtag live and you can hopefully spread the word about Sports Keen today as I was starting to read into the NBA finals last night. Last night we saw some key contributions, then none other yet again. Jokic and And Jamal Murray, much better performance in game three. But really who stood out the most, and I said it prior to the NBA Finals coverage, was Christian Braun. And Christian Braun, was highly touted by Coach Malone after a game, shot tremendously well, was praised for his cuts inside and out. He, you know, has basically come in games, done all the dirty work he's had to do, and then answer on some key layups. You know, Christian Braun showing a knack to dribble the balls a little bit and penetrate through the lane. I mean, as time goes along, I think, of course, it's only his first year. He's a bit unpolished, you know. His vision penetrating through the lane can obviously get a little better, and you know, at 19, you know, unfortunately, Jokic, Braun won't be celebrating with their teammates. As often they made like throughout the post finals if the Nuggets win, but Christian Braun, good performance. Player that comes out of Kansas, same conference as Jamal Murray, can I think certainly live up to at a level indoor standard. Jamal Murray almost places each and every game now. I think to match up to the level Jamal Murray's on and play, possibly in the backcourt as a future starter, is something quite possible, but yet interesting. I think Christian Braun, he's definitely what I call interesting prospect that has made his way throughout the season, and now possibly going on to convert from interesting prospect to natural starter down the line. I think Christian Braun just has to excite the Denver fan base. It's nice when Jokic always is dominating inside the paint, or Murray is having one of his better games. But you know, I don't think as I was saying before, prior to the NBA Finals, there hasn't been anyone like Christian Braun so far, and especially where he was selected in last year's draft, go from interesting prospect to potential starter that quickly in all of recent Denver Nuggets recent memory, draft-wise. And I feel like Michael Porter, he didn't have the rookie season Christian Braun is putting forth right now. As I was saying before, take advantage of the minutes given by Mike Malone and play your hardest. Now, I mentioned before, Christian Braun played at Kansas. He may very well have those hardworking genetic roots within him, I feel. I mean, we saw undrafted player Austin Reeves come out and perform pretty well, but forget the fancy girlfriend, fancy car right now. You know, Christian Braun is using his bare hands. He's not using the gloves, as you'd say. Necessarily raking away and picking up leaves with gloves. He's using his bare hands and putting forth some what you would probably call hard labor work right now with 15 points last night. And I was reading Bruce Brown was also key, according to The Athletic last night. The Athletic going on to mention he's raised his stock to a point now that Denver is likely gonna have no choice but to rely upon some players likely to stay next year. Aaron Gordon, Jokic, Porter, Murray, and then likely rounding out that starting five is Christian Braun. I mean, it's very well possible, you know, based off, I think, the trajectory Christian Braun could have. I mean, it's only his rookie season, so I wouldn't make too soon of this evaluation, but just say if the Denver Nuggets inserted Christian Braun more into the starting five, along with Jamal Murray, Jokic, and Aaron Gordon, and inserted a small forward in the likes of maybe Bruce Brown instead of Michael Porter, figure keep around the salary cap space. And, you know, for someone like Michael Porter, who I'll just say hasn't faced up to my standards this postseason with the Denver Nuggets in this NBA Finals, the Nuggets should have no choice to decide whether or not Michael Porter is going to possibly play well in game 4 or 5 or possibly 6. I think this series could very well go up to games 3, 4, and 5 based off the vibes I got out of the Miami Heat locker room after game 3. I think the Heat expected, of course, to win game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals, but NBA Finals, and prevail in Miami, their home, of course. And Eric Spoelstra even gave me off his vibes that this team very well just maybe had their heads down in the locker room during halftime. You know, Denver just giving them so much hard work, so much hard work, and to maybe realize up 2-1 that the Miami Heat are destined to fail, but I don't think the Heat are going to necessarily fail. I think they'll take game four, if I'm saying so soon. The Heat will take game four at home, but then take it back to Denver. And I think from there on, whether it's game five or six, the Denver Nuggets are just going to take advantage and win out the series. Jokic, continuously consistent. I think when I watch Jokic sometimes, I think he is just reinventing himself almost each and every time. Some of the spin moves I saw last night, I was just saying, did he just work with that overnight? Did that just come to him overnight or yesterday in practice? The game just seems to come so easy to Jokic. And, I say it's come easier for Jokic, unlike Butler right now. Butler having to feel, as I say after his podium speech, felt a bit degraded. He's really put a lot on his back. And now for Bam Adebayo, as much as I praise his rebounding being the true glaring reflection of him, Bam rebounded the ball as most as 17 times, really good, but just to me it wasn't good enough when you consider other factors like Jokic racking up a good amount of offensive rebounds. It was said Jokic racked up a ton of offensive rebounds and went on to average out 20 rebounds last night, along with 30 points, most with Wilt Chamberlain and a few others. I mean, to be on a list like Wilt Chamberlain is so huge. It's so huge. Speaks volumes to me when you're on a list with Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain, I think, of course, one of the all-time greats, went on to dominate and didn't certainly win as many championships like Bill Russell and I'd say supposedly Nikola Jokic. For Jokic to come as far as he has and be even on a postseason list with Giannis right now, just showing how much work Jokic has put in and fought off Giannis a couple times now, whether it's been MVP or regular competition. Jokic, looks like he's not backing down. He's on his way to winning his first NBA Finals championship. Yeah, Denver Nuggets fans have never gotten to witness as much greatness in front of them with Jokic, and Jokic to come out firing has said something. Like I said, the Heat, they need to definitely fight back. They, as I was listening earlier to a radio station, have as many as seven undrafted players, and I think it's very well starting to show that even though Pat Riley is aiming for his 11th NBA Finals championship now, and listening to him on ESPN the other day say how high expectations he has, especially on this team this very year. I'm starting to think this may not be the team that is definitely poised as some of Pat Riley's other teams in the past. And it's going to be interesting to see now that the series is up 2-1. Like I said, not only did Jokic really stand out, but Christian Braun as well. Someone was saying that Bam's playing center when really he's a power forward right now. Bam isn't necessarily a shot blocker. In this day and age, it's kind of best to have an athletic center who can at the very least block fewer more shots at best in the paint against a guy like Jokic. But there's not really, if you think about it, too many dominant centers defensively around the league, including Jokic. And I definitely argue most of Bam's strong efforted points last night came from some of the lack of defense down low, but if there was just someone that, if there was just someone different that, like Joel Embiid, who can come right into the NBA Finals and show how good he is defensively against someone like Jokic. I mean, Jokic, a tough battle.
When
I saw Joel Embiid versus Nikola Jokic, Joel Embiid didn't block as many shots as he normally averaged against Jokic. They maybe faced off one or two times in the past, but I'm just saying, some more interesting matchups like that, and with Bam, not so much help. If the Heat, if the Heat realize
They could definitely use a shot blocker in the draft here. Or free agency, whether that's an undrafted player as well, free agency, as they maybe do. But you know, I'd say definitely look at some undrafted players who have stepped up in the past postseasons, like Bruce Bowen being a multi-time champion with the Spurs, and then you got this recent postseason with Austin Reaves. I think people are assuming Austin Reaves is gonna possibly be a shooting guard starting down the line for the Lakers, but down the line I could see him, because I was thinking of him now. I think Austin Reaves could sort of be put in the same breath as, say, Udonis Haslem. I think Udonis Haslem has always I'm not sure if he's, he was definitely valued more higher than all the other undrafted players, but case in point, he went on to be a huge foundational piece of the Miami Heat for many seasons, whether it was starting or on the bench. He did whatever for the Miami Heat organization. I think with Austin Reaves, he could make a case as well. He could very well start or do whatever Darvin Ham or someone else asks of him down the line in Los Angeles. I could see Austin Reaves very well and being upcoming free agent, re-sign with Los Angeles and become a long time stay in Los Angeles. I think there hasn't really been many other pickups besides Austin Reaves that have went on to attach many fans. So with less than an hour in, I figure we talk about Chris Paul, either, according to sources, becoming a free agent, re-signing, doing a sign trade, or just do whatever amicably please both parties, whether that's the Phoenix Suns or Chris Paul. Chris Paul, I've heard involved in Sixer rumors. Apparently, some of the Sixer fans wouldn't mind Chris Paul reuniting with James Harden in Philadelphia, and not only joining forces with Joel Embiid, but possibly mentoring Tyrese Maxey. I mean, maybe Chris Paul's at that point now. He can either be a tweener between starter and bench role and help out Tyrese Maxey along the way, even if you think about what I said earlier yesterday, that Sam Cassell is no longer part of the Philadelphia 76ers helping out Tyrese Maxey in practices and drills. Chris Paul can really go many places, I feel. We've also heard the Lakers from Stephen A. Smith. You know, of course, the Lakers would finally love to possibly get their hands on Paul finally after years later of NBA commissioner at the time, David Stern, vetoing the deal between the Lakers and Nerone Horns at the time that would send Chris Paul to Los Angeles along with, at the time, Kobe Bryant and Dwight Howard. I mean, I said a long time ago. On this show, too, I believe the sports game has, you know, of course, been around since 2012 on and off, but Chris Paul, if he played with Kobe and Dwight, then I think odds would have been the Lakers forming a better chemistry overall, and or just a better chemistry in general. I mean, maybe Dwight and Kobe didn't have to get along so much necessarily, but I think they would have gone, their likeness with each other would have maybe increased just a little or more if Chris Paul had been involved in the Lakers picture. But of course, I think those good days are over of the Los Angeles Lakers with Kobe Bryant and Pau Gasol. Chris Paul hasn't won a championship yet. And I think he deservedly so shall win a championship. He's very much overdue, and definitely just going to a championship contender, making the wisest decision and opting maybe again for a team like say, for instance, the Phoenix Suns. I do not necessarily like the decisions they've been making lately. I think they have made some costly errors with Mikal Bridges leaving, Monty Williams leaving, the owner now gone, of course. And so far, I think I just am maybe not a fan of the owner. I mean, who knows? I didn't read too much into it, but Matt Ashibi, who got involved with an incident, of course, with Nikola Jokic during this year's postseason, may have had a role in bringing someone like Kevin Durant, who has, I think honestly, it's just not talked about quite often, but I think, I think Kevin Durant has I think some has to give that, Kevin Durant has, in my opinion, fallen out of love with the game of basketball like he used to. I could be wrong with, some of this the invigorating atmosphere in Phoenix with now Devin Booker, of course. I wouldn't necessarily say Again, it was the best decision on behalf of the Phoenix Suns, but you know, Kevin Durant, he still draws for the attendance, the merch. He still plays basketball pretty well, but I just question going forward his love for the game of basketball and decisions made that may very well tie into his own I hate to say it, his own personal life. I think again, I could be wrong, but Durant, you know, dealing with, he's really changed from his early days with the OKC Thunder. Like I said, made some bad decisions with Draymond Green, and then getting into some altercations with players, whether that's been Andre Robertson or others. Kevin Durant, he got into Jokic's face the postseason. I mean, my point I'm making is that you even see him with the sweatshirts. And just morale in general. Many good things going on, hopefully so, but I just sort of question how and when someone loses their passion, that possibly affects their personal life. So, if Kevin Durant were listening right now, I'd say I wish him all the best, but otherwise, though, he needs to go out on the Suns court now, compete for championships again. He has to really based off how the Suns system is running around Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. This now has given Kevin Durant like sort of his first free reign since I feel OKC to play in a bigger role. Time Frank Vogel's system, and you know, make contributions happen. But I just feel, you know, it's probably taken a toll on Kevin Durant to this day that he probably wanted things to go a little bit different, a little bit better in Golden State and win more titles. I think, you know, Kevin Durant and a certain amount of players play for multiple championships and try to fight up that ladder. But I just feel maybe Kevin Durant's fight up that ladder too much to the point now. That he he possibly cannot possibly get the job done alongside Devin Booker. He can't. He can't play like he used to, and I think even though he's been one of the most outstanding field goal percentage shooters still, I just think he can't going forward do a whole ton, you know. Vogel at his press conference said he's gonna really work with DeAndre Ayton, and DeAndre Ayton's gonna have to, of course, put in that effort as well to become a bigger star. Because I feel if he doesn't become a bigger star, then the Suns won't capitalize on at least another NBA Finals appearance with Kevin Durant, DeAndre Ayton, Devin Booker, really like Clark Landale. But I think the Suns going into free agency or the draft with Chris Paul likely and should perhaps be leaving, I think the Suns should aim to get better at the point guard position. You know, the contracts of Durant, Booker, I think that's just, this is just my opinion. Durant's salary is just, you know, maybe not worthy, as you'd say. Devin Booker should be earning quite a bit, maybe earning a bit of Kevin Durant's salary and being that proven leader. I don't think the thing with Booker, I don't think he's ever going to necessarily. He's just like, he's just like James Harden, in my opinion, you know, a great high volume scorer, but I think he's not going to necessarily he's not necessarily ever going to win the big one, but just based off how I've been seeing things the past couple of years, you know, I mean, if you ask me, I think Mikal Bridges Could very well. I wish the Sixers had him, but unfortunately don't anymore. But I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if just on any team Mikal Bridges is on, it's him and the team is having an outstanding winning season. I think it's possible. I mean, Mikal Bridges, if he keeps up with his solid performances wherever he may be, I really think he can be just as good, maybe a little better than Devin Booker at some point, and really carry team as we saw this past postseason. I think if he's with the Brooklyn Nets, and just say Damian Lillard, for example, as being rumored, joins up with Mikal Bridges in Brooklyn, I think likely odds are he and the Brooklyn Nets can have a much better chance of maybe being at least a number two seed, which the Suns, failed on multiple occasions. I feel like with the Nuggets this past regular season, they played it smart, and everyone's minutes were adjusted to, play well, play healthy, and have extremely good season at number one in the Western Conference. Need to see that more consistently a little bit with the Phoenix Suns, and I say it now. When I saw Devin Booker out of college, I really felt like I feel like he was. A lot of people compared Devin Booker to Klay Thompson. Only thing is, Devin Booker can just penetrate a little harder, a little better, and get to the rim when necessary. But that's just it. I don't think when I compare maybe some of the other Suns teammates' ball handling skills to Devin Booker and factor in the measurables on a player like Booker, not being too privileged as someone like Kevin Durant, who can be as what someone in my gym used to call a Durantula. Frank Vogel was introduced and went on to say that he was a Sixers fan growing up, so I'm not really too pleased with many of the head coaches out on the market this year, some of the veteran coaches. If I had to choose between Frank Vogel and Nick Nurse, I'd say, both are champions, and Frank Vogel has been in the league around longer as a head coach than you'd say Nick Nurse. Frank Vogel has been dealt with some adversity before, playing a playing a subsequent season. Make that, of course, is tough on every single head coach and player. And then the Orlando Magic and Indiana Pacers, they fall hard many times to get past the blood-brain barrier, so to speak, and reach at least one NBA Finals appearance with Paul George and the rest of the Pacers at that time. Getting back on the topic of Chris Paul, you tell me in the comment section, social media, about Chris Paul, where he should land. I guess I wouldn't mind the Sixers having Chris Paul, especially at a reasonable price, but you know, I heard one trade scenario of the Sixers. You know, if they're going to free up cap space, sign someone like Chris Paul, for example, I think, something has to be said about Tobias Harris right now. I heard one trade scenario, Tobias Harris going to Los Angeles for Eric Gordon and Marcus Morris, and so I don't really know. I mean, I'd like someone other than Tobias Harris at this point, but I really just don't seem to know what Daryl Morey will have in mind this upcoming off season. Again, he's brought in Nick Nurse, and now I think the Sixers might have to just wait and see with the talent they have. Brought in, and also for some develop. And in the case of Tyrese Maxey, I think Tyrese Maxey could very well, again, have a big jump in year four. And I was thinking today could be a huge project of Daryl Morey's, as far as to say Morey could very well find his best, one of his best players acquired since the James Harden trade, of course, in Houston. In Maxey, I think if you ask some Laker fans, they would covet Tyrese Maxey. There was also rumors LeBron James would be traded for Tyrese Maxey. And if that were to happen, I think I'd just lose it. But still question on LeBron James's career. If he were to leave Los Angeles, I'd see it likely. Chris Paul's always been a West Conference player, so I think there are good odds that Chris Paul could land in Los Angeles again. Take someone like Chris Paul, who's been a veteran, play at a cheaper price, along with Austin Reeves, and you figure Chris Paul could go along with Anthony Davis, who I feel at this point needs some support, a little emotional support with LeBron James possibly leaving, and get someone like Chris Paul don't necessarily know how things would fit in that backcourt necessarily in terms of size. And, of course, bringing in a player of Chris Paul's stature can concern some, but it should be interesting if, say, Chris Paul, Anthony Davis reunite this time as teammates. They go on to be former New Orleans Hornet players. Well, New Orleans Hornets / Pelicans. And play for the Lakers. Then you could possibly build your team around Anthony Davis. And I was thinking the Lakers may happen to budge on, of course, the more role assets, but also the potential acquisition of Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown, mind you, decided to sign in Atlanta High School, or Georgia for that time being, signed to play for California basketball, the Cats, back in Georgia. So take flights from Georgia to then California. I don't know. That's just maybe a hint to me that Jaylen Brown could sign with the Lakers. But then again, I don't know if both sides are interested in that kind of scenario. I think odds are Jaylen Brown does sign elsewhere, but he signs maybe for a team willing to give him the most money and reasonable opportunity to win and maybe closer to home, recreate himself. So, I think Boston fans may have more intel than us by now that, Jaylen Brown expressed just some dislike for maybe he wasn't really targeting out Boston Celtics fans, but just the city of Boston in general. I just don't think he likes the city and how things are operated. But now Chris Paul, he could land with the Lakers. He can, who knows? The Grizzlies, Chris Paul is always, looked out for, I think, maybe, I think he's always embraced playing with the challenge of Devin Booker, Blake Griffin, many guys that have gone on to have some solid careers despite maybe further potential, but Chris Paul, he could very well play with the Grizzlies if John Morant. I mean, it's been said today by The Athletic, Adam Silver's quote, disappointed. So very disappointed in John Morant. And I never released my my recording thoughts on Ja Morant, but I'll say again that Ja did the wrong thing, except you know, I said many times on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/user/sportskimTV, that Ja Morant the league should have suspended Ja Morant for the remainder of last season, but they decided to hold off, figure Ja Morant would come back in 8 games, be just fine. You know, he was seen doing the one of the famous dances on TikTok, and then you also have the time he was with Angel Reese of LSU, and then you know, of course, just playing regular basketball, he seemed to be in good spirits according to the league, but you know, as it turned out, he possessed a gun, and again, and now I heard this thrown out there, but he could if I had more sources, I would confirm this, but I heard this out there thrown out there that Ja Morant could be suspended for a very, very long time. I said, I heard maybe as terms of a good chunk out of his career. I mean, he could be suspended for a very long time. Just say, for example, the longest suspension given in Major League Baseball was when Alex Rodriguez was suspended 162 games, being hit for the first offensive penalty in what was a discrimination. You know, the thing with Ja Morant, he could have definitely avoided this situation. He could have, but Adam Silver, he's made especially some wrong decisions in the past, like I feel many of us do, been faced with the hardest test. I think he's gonna face a hard test when all this new news comes out about Ja Morant, as he's saying later on after the NBA Finals. You know, I was saying Chris Paul might land with Memphis. Hearing this news now, you figure, you know, I thought Xavier Tillman did really good in the postseason this year. He showed some bounds and leaps as well this past year with the same as Christian Braun. Two pretty good shooting guards. Pretty good shooting guards, I feel, with some good potential. Uh, I really feel if the Grizzlies want to play due diligence, they possibly sign Chris Paul or trade. Although I want to take on Chris Paul's salary, I'd necessarily say he's probably going to leave Memphis or Phoenix after the season. So I see it likely we see maybe the Grizzlies trade Desmond Bain, even though he had a solid shooting percentage. I would still say had one of the best, but I feel like you know there are many areas Desmond Bain lacks in, like the measurables, the ability to pull up and hit a jump shot with such fluidity as some other greats. I mean, if you're gonna be as great as say Chris Paul and Ja Morant, you got to play up to their level. I just think with Desmond Bain, he's not going to ever. I mean, I feel at least with Memphis fit into that lineup and equation. I think he needs to possibly go elsewhere, improve his game some more. But, you know, if that were to happen, I think the Grizzlies could still get they already have Jaren Jackson. Dylan Brooks is on his way out. I say, you know, try with the Grizzlies. I think they need a really good big player at center. That's what I believe. So it's now 2:30. I don't know if I should end it here. I'll just give a quick preview. Stanley Cup Final. You know, Florida Panthers now have home ice advantage, and you know, I think the key is definitely Serge Bobrovsky. Serge Bobrovsky has to come out, play like this the last game of the series, and you know, avoid getting hit many times with the power play. You know, Florida must try and outscore the Vegas Golden Knights. It's going to be a tough challenge, but I know they could at least pull one or more games this series with how far they've come. Kachuk will be the main guy, you know, of course. He had a better game last game against Vegas, and I think he's going to continue on with that momentum heading into game three. And so it should be an interesting test for the Panthers. But in the end, I got the Vegas Golden Knights continuing their own momentum and taking game three. I at least see Florida winning at least one game, whether it's game three or four in Florida, and prevailing. But the ultimate winner will be, I feel, The Vegas Golden Knight says, this about does it for Sports Kingdom. Want to thank you for tuning in. We'll have recap and analysis on Game 3 of what should hopefully be a game between Florida and Vegas. Hopefully I just don't tune in and see Vegas obliterate Florida. And so, not always the best time of year, Stanley Cup hockey and the just about does it for Sports Game 1. Thank you for tuning in and peace out. See you tomorrow, first thing, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peace out.